Others? Okay.
Everybody's got to get ready. I know, Helen, I'm going to try to be real strong. Okay, I go back to the 50s. When Gary first moved from Oxnard up here, and when he was a junior in high school, he moved up here as a junior, and then his parents moved to Lompoc, and Gary moved in. I always say he moved in with me, but he really didn't. He moved in with my brother, who was sitting right here, and my mother always took kids in. So he moved in with my brother and me, and because he wanted to graduate from Arroyo Grande High School. Helen, I don't know when you exactly started going with Gary. Was he still in high school? Was he out of school? No. Closely, though. Because you're married when he was 20, honey. My mama said you chased him. That a girl. Huh? Well, that's all right, honey. That's good going. So anyway, he's like a brother to me. I love him. I loved him with all my heart. And I just want to know, there's a lot of people in this room that went to high school in Arroyo Grande with Gary. A lot of Oxnard people that went to school with him in Oxnard. And I just miss him. I'll miss him forever. I went to the Carly's when she got her awards and was going to Arizona State. I didn't even know anything about it. I was hugging the whole family, and then I found out about it. And you know, it just was just too short. Too short. But I loved him with all my heart. And, you know, I'll just say, I was a Blankenberg. So I was connected to the Five Cities Times. And Gary worked for my ex-husband, Gary and Helen and the family. We used to go to the lake. We were the lake goers in the early years. He loved the lake. He loved the water. And he loves the lake. And he loved the water now. So I just will miss him forever. And I love you, Helen. And I'll love you forever. And I love all the kids. I'll miss a game, Garrett. I love Arroyo Grande High School.
I just want to say that when I went in to see Helen and the girls the other day, I drove into their driveway, and I remembered that the guys were in the backyard by the pool. They were having their drinks. And, of course, once you've had a few drinks, you think you can do anything or build anything. So they decided they were going to pour that whole driveway that they got there. That's a big driveway they got there. So the next week, my husband and Olive got all ready. They came over there early in the morning. Here come the cement truck and everything. And oh, they started smoothing out the cement and everything. They were doing pretty good for quite a while, but they're going, geez, this is bigger than I thought. They're going, well, last week it looked pretty small to you because you were drinking. So they kept doing it. Well, pretty soon it got too hot. And the cement was settling. And they had cement up to their knees, and I was a mess. So they were calling guys, hey, can you come over here and show us how to finish this? It's getting all dried up. We don't know what to do. So here comes three new guys. When they came and saw our guys, they're going, oh, my God. You know. But they got it all done. And my husband, I can remember when we drive in, he says, boy, we sure did a good job. I said, oh, sure, you guys did. But even till this day, if I go in there, I do think, well, my husband's gone 44 years, but I always think of that driveway that they thought they did such a terrific job, but I don't think they ever drank that much again by the pool to make any decisions. Thank you. I love you, Helen.
All right, well, we're at an hour, and we really wanted to keep it at this level. Don't forget, there is a book up here that needs to be signed. If you're here today, please sign the guest book so that Helen and the rest of the family has record that you were here. We're going to be here till 5, and we're going to be celebrating till 5, right? Yeah. All right? So, Gio, to you, Thank you very much for coming and being a part of this. Salute. And one last thing, I would like to take just a very short 30 seconds of silence to think about this and solidify it and just to be quiet and think of Gary in the most positive way you can, because that's the way he would want it. Gio, we know you're working on something up there. Godspeed. We love you. Thank you.